I'm David Green. When I first came to NPR after working as a print reporter, I noticed the difference right away. We tell you our stories and talk to you. It's almost as if you're sitting right here with us. We travel together on road trips, across continents, through decades, into war zones, and even to the house down the street. And along the way, we encounter extraordinary individuals. This is a collection of those stories. The woman who stopped a school shooting, the author who faced up to his past, or the New Orleans couple who had the faith to put down roots and rebuild after Hurricane Katrina. On behalf of all of my colleagues at NPR, it is my pleasure to introduce you to the people we meet.
I'm Melissa Block, host of All Things Considered. And for me, some of the most meaningful pieces I've done are the ones that started out with a random conversation or a phone call. And that's the case with this next story. I got a phone call one day from a musician I know in Nashville saying, "There's a song that I want you to know about, and it's got a great story behind it." And this is the song. I drive your truck. So the song he was talking about was I Drive Your Truck. And when he told me that, I thought, wow, that's incredible, because I listen to a lot of country radio. I hear that song all the time. Every time that song came on, it just got to me. The emotion behind that song as you listen to it is a really powerful thing. But as it turned out, the story behind how that song came to be written is even more powerful. And every time I hear the song now, I'm reminded of the characters, the real life characters who inspired it. So here's how it happened. It goes back to 2011. It was Memorial Day. And a Nashville songwriter named Connie Harrington was driving in her car.